This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived at the venue of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati. He is scheduled to inaugurate the plenary session of the summit in a short while from now. The two-day-long summit includes an inaugural session, 7 ministerial sessions and 14 thematic sessions with a focus on industrial evolution, global trade partnerships and the vibrant MSME sector of Assam, featuring over 240 exhibitors. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to three states starting today. The president will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on the 1st of March. She will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Bihar today. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation is set to launch a data visualization hackathon named Innovate with GOI Stats. The theme of this hackathon will be data-driven insights for Viksit Bharat. The hackathon aims to inspire young minds like students and researchers to utilize the vast official statistics generated by the National Statistics Office for creating innovative data-driven insights. In Telangana, all-out efforts are underway to rescue the 8 persons trapped inside the Srisailam Left Bank Canal Project Tunnel, with concerted efforts from joint rescue teams comprising the Army, NDRF, SDRF, Singareni Collieries and others. A team of Navy divers from Vishakhapatnam entered the project tunnel near Dolampenta of Nagar Karnool district to rescue the trapped workers. Despite relentless efforts by the rescue teams, no breakthrough has been achieved so far, as they had to navigate through thick muck, tangled iron rods and cement blocks to reach the accident spot in the tunnel. The personnel were trapped 14 kilometres inside the tunnel project on Saturday morning after a portion of its roof collapsed during excavation work with a tunnel boring machine. The Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, held a meeting with French Army Chief General Pierre Schill during his ongoing visit to France. During the meeting, General Dwivedi discussed aspects of bilateral defence cooperation, further nurturing the military bond between both armies and enhancing mutual commitment towards global peace and security. He inspected the Guard of Honour at Les Invalides. India has abstained on a series of resolutions on Ukraine and amendments at the United Nations General Assembly that saw the United States joining Russia to vote against a resolution. The resolution was put forward by Ukraine and Western nations condemning Russia, while China abstained. The resolution was adopted with 93 votes for it and 18 against it, with 65 abstentions. The United States Security Council has adopted a U.S.-drafted resolution appealing for a swift end to the Ukraine conflict and urging a lasting peace between Russia and Ukraine. The resolution received 10 votes in favor, none against, and 5 abstentions, including France, Britain, Denmark, Greece and Slovenia. The document reiterates that the principal purpose of the United Nations is to maintain international peace and security and peacefully settle disputes. Acting United States Ambassador to the UN, Dorothy Shea, told the Council that this resolution is not a peace deal, but a path to peace. Resolutions in the UN Security Council are binding under international law. The India Meteorological Department has issued a two-day heat wave alert for Mumbai, Thane and neighbouring districts in Maharashtra. IMD scientist Sushma Nair said that the temperature is likely to be in the range of 37 to 38 degrees. The heat wave alert has been issued for Mumbai, Thane, Raigarh and Ratnagiri for today and tomorrow. The IMD has said that yellow warnings have been issued in Mumbai and nearby areas for 2 days, as the highest temperatures are expected to reach up to 37-38 degrees Celsius above the normal temperature for February. It may drop by 1 to 2 degrees on 27th and 28th of February. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket today, South Africa will face Australia in a Group B match in Rawalpindi. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.